Hello, and welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. A healthy and prosperous lifestyle does not have to be stressful. We all have the tools within us to lead the way to reach our goals, but many of us need guidance on the how to get there. Hi, I'm your host Madhavi, and I'll be your guide on your side. Being well with busy lifestyles can be hard to do alone. Each week, I will be sharing bite-sized tips and tricks to help you make tiny changes that lead to big differences in your life practice. I invite you to join me on this journey to better health and well-being. After all, you have nothing to lose, but only stress. Hello, and welcome to Follow Me Friday if you're watching me on my YouTube channel. Welcome to Living Healthy, Living Well if you're listening to me on my podcast. My name is Madhavi. I am your host. I am the owner and chief motivating officer of Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. Today, I'm going to be talking about why and what we need to do to stop feeling stuck. We feel stuck. Why? And what do we do to get through that thick and sticky feeling stuck? So feeling stuck, many people feel like they have the lack of motivation. Would you know that there is an author, a psychologist, he wrote a book, David Burns. He actually said that motivation follows action. So without action, there will be no motivation. Kind of seems a little backwards to us, right? Well, here's the thing. Unless we take action, we will not have motivation. The motivation is a feeling. It's an uplift. It's that dopamine response. It makes us want to do more. We get motivated that we want to do more. So when you take the first step, taking action to take the first step, and when you get a result, you're going to feel motivated to keep going and doing more. So many of us just sit on the couch and we think, oh, I just don't feel motivated to get up and clean the house, for example. Cleaning the house is not the most exciting or sexiest thing out there. I know. So we look at that, look at the place that we need to clean up. Maybe the dishes are full in the sink. Maybe you need to pick up. Maybe you need to vacuum the house or dust. All these things that many of us may not find super pleasure in doing, but they must be done in order for us to live a healthy and wellness life. We want a good environment to live in, right? But we feel stuck. We don't feel motivated to get up and clean. So we end up sitting on the couch procrastinating. And surprisingly enough, the more we procrastinate, the more that's going to pile up. So when we procrastinate, don't take that first action, there is going to be no motivation. Motivation occurs when you take the first step. Action plus more action equals motivation. Okay. And action only creates more action. So zero action, just sitting and allowing that thing to loom over your head and say, oh yeah, I got to do this. Oh yeah, I got to do this. It's not going to get done if you just sit there. The only way it's going to get done is if you actually move forward and take that first step, take action. Another example is, let's say you have a huge plate of food to eat. Okay. You're not going to be able to eat that whole plate of food in one gulp. No. And you look at it, it's like, how am I going to eat all this food? Well, you eat the food one bite at a time, if it's necessary for you to eat all the food, that is. So taking action by doing one tiny step at a time or eating the food one bite at a time. We can't gulp the whole plate at one time. We can't clean the entire house at one time. So taking whatever the chore or task is and breaking it down into tiny steps. And I've said this many, many times, taking it into tiny steps and just doing a little bit. And when you notice that you turn around and you finish doing that little bit of that tiny step, whatever it is, the task, you turn around, you look at it like, oh, I was able to make a dent in it or just a little dent. And then you'll feel motivated. Well, let me just do a little bit more. Let me just do a little bit more. Now, if the task is so big that it's not going to happen in an hour or 2 hours or whatever, you can break it up and say, I'm going to work on this task for 15 minutes to an hour every day. If you did that small, tiny step every day for 5 days in the week, you would get so much done. So as you keep doing that small action, you will create motivation because positive change gives us that dopamine response. We feel uplifted. We feel satisfied. And then we're going to want to do more. And I'm just giving examples as cleaning the house or eating food on a plate. It could be other mundane tasks, as I call it. Just taking care of those tasks by taking a tiny step and just marking it off your list, even though it's not completely done, give yourself permission to do just a little bit at a time. Again, as I remind you, it will become motivating to just get, you're getting closer and closer and closer to the end. Another example is to say you have the grass needs to be mowed and it's pretty high and you're like, great, the grass needs to be mowed. The shrubs need to be trimmed. You know, this, you know, you need to edge the yard and oh, I also need to spray for weeds or whatever it is if you take care of your own yard, but it's just so overwhelming. And you're like, I don't even know where to start. Start with one section at a time. Say, today I'm just going to mow this much, or today I'm just going to trim one shrub, or I'm just going to edge one side of the sidewalk, you know, whatever. Just do one little thing. And you never know. Once you start doing it, you might say, well, I'm in the flow. Have you ever noticed that you're kind of in the moment? You're in the flow state. You're like, oh, I'm in the moment. I'm kind of got my energy going. And if you have time, keep going, because that's what motivation is. You're in the flow state and you're like, wow, I want to keep going. I want to keep doing this. So here's some self-motivating tips. So like maybe putting your goal on the calendar. Like, what is your goal? I want to clean up this entire room by the end of the month. If you have one room in the house that's just cluttered and you just walking by it stresses you out, so you have to shut the door. One room is wasted. It's not being used in your house, but you need that space. So putting a goal on your calendar and giving yourself a deadline. And so start making it a habit, like connecting, I'm going to work on this task every day after I drink my cup of coffee for 15 minutes. And then you can slowly start to increase the time. Before you know it, when you habit stack, it's going to become a habit. Okay. And it's also going to be motivating, again, coming back to the motivation, when you start to see that room clearing out the clutter or whatever task that you were looking for. You know, so just building small goals to build momentum, which, you know, and momentum for the action, and then you're going to actually create motivation. So these are kind of things that you need to do. So just remember that consistency will build the habits. Consistency of building that action is going to create more motivation. Where there is action, there is motivation. When there's motivation, then there are more action will happen. It's just a good cycle. So just again, tiny changes, making sure those changes or little tasks that you do is just enough to give you satisfaction that you have a win. Say, hey, I won. I worked on that section of the room for 15 minutes. That's what I wanted to do. And be realistic with your goals. If it's a place like a clutter that you're trying to deal with and it's going to take you a little longer than a month or a week, be realistic. But the key is to be consistent with your actions. If you end up sitting on the couch and just sitting there going, oh, I really need to do that one thing, it's not going to happen by sitting there. Zero action equals no motivation, reminding you that action comes first, then comes motivation. So when you think about these things, you're going to already start to want to, some of us even start to think, well, if I can get through this goal, I can do something else. I can make it through here. I can do that. And then you'll start tackling all these things. One thing I like to share with my clients about this action equals motivation is I've actually coached some corporates during COVID on Zoom during their lunch hour. I would do some talks. And one of the things was eat the frog. Eat the frog is taking care of those mundane tasks first thing in the morning, just first thing, just get them out of the way. Put it at the top of your list. If this task that you just don't look forward to, but you know you need to do it, and you know if you take action, you're going to create motivation to complete it. Get it out of the way in the morning. Get it out of the way in the morning. If it's something, again, it's a large task that you need to take it in tiny chunks, plan on doing it for 15 minutes to an hour or whatever is reasonable for you. Get it out of the way first thing in the morning. That box is checked. It's not looming over your head. You don't have to think about, oh, I need to do that. So reminding you that action creates motivation, and then motivation will create more action, which will create more motivation. Remember that. So sitting on the couch or procrastinating, trying to do something else when you know that it's time to create, do that action. It's like, no, I'm going to go do this first. Guess what? That task is still going to be looming over your head. It's going to be whispering in your ear. It's just going to be dragging you down. It's dead energy, guys. It's heavy energy. So just take a small step today, create a little bit of action. Notice that you will start to feel motivated. It may not happen magically immediately, but taking one small tiny step today, one bite at a time, you can get there. Motivation comes from being the person that takes action. Remember that. So these small wins will going to bring your, build your confidence, and then consistency will build habits. Eat the frog, do the mundane tasks in the morning if it's something that you don't really like. For example, exercise is another thing. I have that part of my routine in the morning, my walk. I do a walk in the morning, and then I practice yoga, I meditate, and then I journal. Not that any of these four things are mundane tasks for me. They're things that I must do for my own health and wellness. I do it first thing in the morning before I let life take over me, because life happens. Things get put on the calendar. Life happens. Life happens. I want to get these four things done to set myself up for a successful day. I go ahead and check that box off first. If I don't do it and I sit there, it's like, gosh, I really need to go for my walk, or I need to go sit and meditate. Okay. And I just keep talking about it. And sitting there is not going to get those things done. Do the things that are important to you first thing in the morning. Actions creates that motivation. You're going to be motivated to get up in the morning if you're not a morning person. Figure out how you can reverse engineer. Give yourself just a few more minutes in the morning to take time to do whatever it is. Check it off the box. It doesn't have to be bothering you all day long. It's unnecessary down energy if you don't do what you need to do. You'll have that uplifting dopamine experience, motivation, if you take action. So what is it that you have been wanting to do that you haven't got your round to it, really gotten around to it? What is it that you want to do? Take one tiny step. And if it's like looking something up on the internet just to get a little information, finding a website and jotting it down because you need to go deeper and do some more research on this product later, do that. That's all you need to do today. And then tomorrow, maybe click on the website link and then move on. You can take the steps as tiny as you want to or a little bit bigger, but don't try to bite off the whole thing at once. They say you can't eat an elephant in one day, which I don't know if anyone would eat an elephant, but that's a weird saying, right? One bite at a time. You can't take a 1,000-mile journey with one step. It takes one step at a time to create that 1,000-mile journey. So each step you take, you start to feel more motivated. You feel motivated, you still feel uplifted, and you just want to keep going. One last example, there's mornings where I really don't feel like exercising or doing my walk in the morning. And I'm just kind of dreading that first 5-10 minutes is really hard. And about 11th minute in, I'm like, ooh, let's start to do a little jog here. Let me walk a little faster. The motivation is kicked in because I did the action. I got onto that treadmill and I started walking. So that's all I have for you guys. Just today, think about what's one small thing you can do, one tiny thing you can do, action to get a task out of the way, to start that new hobby, to create a new habit. Start something tiny today rather than sitting and thinking about it. Move forward and do it. Don't just think, do. Do, and then you'll get motivated. If you guys would like to learn more on how you can make changes in your lifestyle, I invite you to connect with me. You can message me if you're watching me on social media. You can click on my link on my YouTube site, my website, and schedule a 15-minute call. I'd love to talk to you, help you figure out a way to feel unstuck and move forward in life and begin to create that change today. Until next time, I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Take care and bye for now. Thanks for listening to the Living Healthy, Living Well podcast. To learn more about weekly yoga sessions and group and individual lifestyle coaching sessions, visit my website, Prana Health Yoga and Wellness. For more inspiration, daily affirmations, challenges, and health and wellness support, join my private Facebook group, Living Healthy, Living Well. Subscribe to this channel so that you won't miss a single weekly episode. And if you'd like to contact me to schedule a free 15-minute discovery call on how I may help you create the life of your dreams with the strengths that you currently have, click the link in the show notes below. Until next time, have a wonderful week.